And welcome to This Day and Age, where we bring together experts in all things aging, from Holland Home, Faith Hospice, and Atrial Home Care, to provide for you important information needed to help you and your loved ones make confident decisions while navigating life's journey. I'm Phil Tower. We're pleased you're along with us. And in this episode, we'll be sitting down with senior living experts Michael Loafman and Adam Kinder from Holland Home. We will have a conversation that its goal is to bring you a much better understanding of what a continuing care agreement is. Perhaps you've heard that term before. And to also arm you with the information you need to compare and contrast senior living communities and some of their key offerings. To my left in podcast land is Adam Kinder. Adam, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And to my right, Michael Loafman. I appreciate the fact you guys are both here. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having us.
So this is a conversation about something that I've actually heard this phrase before, and it's probably most commonly found in a conversation with somebody looking at living options for later in life. It is the term continuing care agreement. And I want to start with you, Michael, because you're probably having a lot of these conversations every day in your role with Holland Home. When people hear that term, what are some of the most common questions you get asked?
They want to know, what does it all mean? It's so different from anything else they've ever done. And so when they're looking for when we talk about a continuing care agreement, they're kind of confused. Like because we talk about real estate, it feels like real estate. We're talking about apartments, we're talking about square footage and finishes and granite, but it's really about care. And so there's that kind of disconnect that people have a hard time wrapping their heads around sometimes.
Yeah, at the same time, and I know you both have this conversation. At the same time, it's also people who are realizing they're at that point in their life where they don't want to have to worry about a lot of things that come with, you know, the home ownership and, oh, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. There's a freedom in this decision and a freedom and a peace of mind that a continuing care agreement brings. So if I am that perspective couple or older individuals who is looking at a senior living community, first of all, and I'm glad you said this, they are looking at things, but they're not, let's make this clear in the beginning, they're not buying real estate per se. They're buying into a continuing care agreement and this whole spectrum of services that comes with that. Help us understand how that conversation goes.
What we are trying to do is help people appreciate that at some point, more than 40% of people are going to need some sort of higher care. And so what's the plan for that? People have planned all their lives for things. They've planned to put their kids through college. They've planned to retire. This is just like one more step in that planning process. Sometimes when people have family or friends that have gone through a health crisis, it kind of is a wake-up call. And that's when we get a call sometimes to say, maybe I need to be thinking about what is my plan for the future and accessing higher care should I need it.
Adam Kinder, the continuing care agreement is a big deal. It's an important promise for Holland Home. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's the fabric of who we are. So, I mean, for us, the life care promise is everything. It has been for the 130 years we've been in existence today. For us, it says to those who we enter into the agreement with that no matter what happens to you, we're going to be here next to you every step of the way. As long as you're able to uphold your end of the contract and agreement, which is not hard to do, we will stick with you regardless. And so that critical moment when you may run out of resources, which unfortunately may come for some folks, you know, we will be there standing next to you saying that is irrelevant to us. Now going forward, that no matter what you have or what you don't have, you'll continue to receive the care that we promised you day one when you first moved in here. And so that goes for whatever level of care you're in, whether that's independent living, assisted living, or skilled nursing. That promise continues all the way through those levels of care as you move through. And so I think that provides a tremendous amount of peace of mind for most folks and their families, knowing that if the time ever comes when mom or dad runs out of money and resources to pay for care, that the kids aren't going to have to step in to help support at that point. So it's a huge deal for us that we talk about all the time.
Yet at some point, I got to believe some people look at you after you're done saying that and go, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. We're really proud, probably isn't the right word. We're humbled to a large extent that we're able to continue to offer that promise like we have, that's who we are. You know, one in five folks that we care for in our facilities are on some form of assistance, meaning that they're receiving a discounted rate, or that's where the life care promise is kicking in for them. And so we're really glad and grateful that we're able to continue to provide that. And we will, for as long as Holland Home remains, be providing that promise. So yeah, it's amazing. And we love talking about it.
Michael Loafman, access to higher care. And you mentioned this figure earlier, 40% of us will need that, which is, I guess for a lot of people, sometimes they think or assume they'll need it. Some people are invincible. Yet, can you help walk us through that continuum of care that Holland Home offers? Because I think that's the thing that is freeing to people, is they feel like they're immediately going to be at this assisted living or something level, especially if they're independent enough. Or maybe they just have a lot of questions. They don't know how that continuum goes. I mean, how does that conversation happen for you? I bet every different way, but
sure.
Help walk us through how you have that conversation.
Sure. Well, you touched on something there, Phil, because a lot of people, there's some people that think they're never going to get sick, right? That they're going to always take after their healthy parent, not the parent that was sick. So sometimes there's a little bit of denial. But what people should be looking for when they're looking for a continuing care agreement or life care plan, can you find the entire step, every step of the way? So our approach is we want people to stay as independent as long as possible. So our friends at Atrio, to come in, keep someone independent for as long as possible. That's what the people, the residents prefer, and that's what we prefer. We want people to be happy. We have no vested interest in people transitioning to higher care. Sometimes that doesn't work. You know, if there's frequent falls and that kind of thing, then people need to transition to assisted living, maybe skilled nursing at some point, and finally hospice. Those are the times when you are at your most vulnerable and you don't have to have this panic of what is the plan? Where am I going to go?
Yeah.
And that a lot of residents view this as a gift to their children, that, you know, my kids are all over the country. We don't have to have that panic call of what is the plan? What are we going to do?
And you brought up a great point. That peace of mind when you're with Holland Home, that you, if you are living independently, Adam, you've got that Atrio Home Care option that's right there, that's a part of the family.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of incredible. So Holland Home is much bigger than just our bricks and mortar. It's our breadth of home and community-based services. So as Michael was alluding to, you know, Atrio Home Care or Help at Home, really allowing people to continue to age. You hear the phrase or term age in place. Mm-hmm. And so really having Atrio right there, knowing that they're actually a part of the Holland Home family. They're part of our culture. Culturally, we're aligned. You know, we fall under the same kind of umbrella of oversight and governance and all those things and operational leadership. And so, yeah, you have that right there, right embedded in, essentially available to you. So if the time comes and you want to stay in independent living and you need kind of private duty or home care services, there's some right there for you to tap into.
And you get asked a lot of questions about this. I know, in fact, you guys have already put on the webinar hat, and you've already successfully created a webinar to answer a lot of these questions. But there are a lot of questions. I mean, just naturally, it's that end of life, that later stage in life. Boy, what am I going to do? What are my options? Do you think that originally is overwhelming for people until they hear that information from you?
Sure. And I think a lot of people, because it's not something they've done before, they don't know what they don't know. And a lot of times they don't know the questions.
Point.
They don't even know the questions to ask. And so we encourage people, you know, look at the contract. We'll walk you through it. We'll explain it. We've put tools out there, like you mentioned, on our webinars. But we want people to be fully informed. So if it's sitting down with one of us, if it's sitting down with you know, somebody else within the organization. And in fact, our contract states in the second paragraph, you should get some outside counsel. So, it really will help people, you know, to, if they can talk to a financial planner or an elder care attorney, we want them to enter into the arrangement with eyes wide open. So that's why we start very early in the process with that disclosure and contract, giving it to them up front so that they have all the information, not just to hand them the information, but then also work with them and explain it.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that. And by the way, in this day and age podcast series, we have a conversation with an estate planning specialist, Lindsay from Varnum, and Steve Starnes from Grand Wealth Management. So we answer a lot of those questions. But I would also think, Adam and Michael, at this point where those questions are there, it may be dad or mom and dad together, you probably see some adult children who are part of this process too, right?
Yeah, on occasion, we absolutely do. In fact, we encourage that, that they bring their children into the loop at some point in time, because oftentimes, you know, mom and dad will enter into the agreement and be with us for 10, 15 years, and then maybe, you know, either one of them or both of them pass on, and the kids are left wondering, well, what did mom and dad sign again? And so then they're left to kind of go back saying, okay, what was the agreement? And so we really encourage parents to bring in their adult children so that their children understand it too, just like we want those who are actually parties to the agreement to understand it as well.
That's really good wisdom. So the whole concept of a continuing care agreement can be confusing. And there may be other senior living facilities that have some type of a similar care agreement in place. How do you help people sort them out and talk about, if you will, what makes the continuing care agreement at Holland Home unique, special, maybe? What differentiates that?
Well, I think one of the strengths Holland Home has is that life care follows them completely through our system, from independent living to hospice. Some communities, we encourage people, read that contract closely and ask questions about what is that promise of care? Some communities, they promise that care up through independent living, but it doesn't extend past that. So those are critical questions that, you know, as an informed consumer, people should be asking those questions. So we try to, look, we're not afraid if people look elsewhere. You have a lot of options, but we try to help them, like, here's some questions you should ask, like that question about, does it follow me completely through the system? So they know how we all kind of stack up next to each other.
So here's an interesting perspective, and I got to believe you have both encountered this, where you may have an adult child of people who are at this stage in life, and they're looking at a senior living facility, yet one of those adult children says, no, 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 you don't need this. Maybe they're living in another state and maybe not as aware of mom and dad's situation as they should be. For those naysayers or doubters, adult children that are out there, what words of wisdom would you have for them, or maybe even for the parents who are making these decisions? I mean, that's kind of a gray area.
Yeah, I mean, it starts to weave into, you know, you have family dynamics at play and some very interesting conversations that I'm sure manifest themselves between adult parents and their adult children. But the one thing we don't hear folks say is, I think I moved in too early. If often they typically say, oh, I wish I would have done this years ago. And so that's kind of the word we would offer to even adult children who are kind of saying, are you sure? Are you sure, mom and dad, that's what you need? But at the same time, we've really never heard anybody say, yeah, I think I moved in too early. And so we would encourage them to really have those candid and honest conversations with each other, and do the hard work of understanding what the agreement is and what it is not, and certainly understanding the peace of mind that it may offer the kids in the long term, and also understanding that moving into a continuing care retirement like Holland Home, it's not giving up. It's simply just transitioning to another phase of life, and setting yourselves up for later stages of life. Even you know, we have folks who will live with us for 30 plus years. We have some folks who will live with us for far less, but I don't think anybody who's lived with us for any length of time would say that, I wish I moved in, you know, any earlier than I did, kind of thing.
Well, I got to believe this, and neither of us having this conversation are at that age. But I got to believe that part of that process, part of that thing that keeps you up at night is, what happens if I fall? You're living alone. It's a widower, widower. I got to believe that that is also what just checks right out of the box. They don't have to worry about it anymore when they're at a place like Holland Home, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the beauties of it, is that there are resources embedded into each of our facilities, A, that help address those issues. They're also embedded in the facility so that we can have those conversations with family members too. So if mom or dad does have a medical incident, you know, there's a resource on campus who can help communicate with the kids or those that they've designated and kind of start to walk them through, okay, this is what's happened. You know, this is how it's being taken care of. So if you do have kids who aren't immediately there are caregivers who can immediately be present, certainly having the resources embedded in our campuses to ensure that when those things happen, because if you could predict the fall, then, you know, kudos to you. You should be playing the lottery to a large extent. I mean, some falls can be predicted, but your initial fall isn't going to be really that predictable, at least to you. And so certainly there, it's going to happen. And so understanding what resources may be available, you know, in the absence of the immediate caregiver to really step in and ensure that, you know, the incident is remedied relatively quickly and care is received appropriately.
We're talking with Adam Kinder and Michael Loafman, experts in senior living with Holland Home, as we navigate this whole concept of a continuing care agreement. It's a powerful thing, yet at the same time, it's important that people understand there's some key elements to weigh out there, because there are many options in senior living facilities. Can you help us, Michael Loafman, break down some of those things to, I mean, this is not, I don't know if it's as complex as buying a house or a car, but I mean, there's some key things to weigh when you're looking at that type of continuing care promise, right?
Yeah. So what you want to look for is like what I referred to earlier, something that's going to follow me completely through the system. But it's not just about what care that you get. It is really access to a community as well. So while the continuing care agreement really outlines all of that process of how do I transition to higher care, what you really get as part of that, wherever you go, is you're coming into a culture of a community. And what does that culture look like? And that's what the continuing care agreement gets you in the door. But then once you're here, that vibrant living that like Holland Home has, as we look at successful aging, those are the kind of things that are so important that is hard to describe sometimes unless we show it when people are here visiting.
And as they go through those phases, if they move from independent living to skilled living or assisted living, or maybe even to a memory care level, that component of, is this going to cost me more or not? I think that has to enter into it as well. Can you help explain that, or for people listening who are probably already curious about that, how that process works, Michael?
Sure. So what the continuing care agreement outlines, and any continuing care agreement you're looking at should have it spelled out, is what are my costs going to be? And that should be disclosed up front. So here at Holland Home, we only charge you for what you're accessing. So if you're not accessing higher care, we don't build that into the price so that you're guaranteed X number of hours of higher care. Some communities do that. But our feeling is, if you're not accessing the care, if you're not accessing those services, it's services you don't want, you shouldn't be accessing those. But as you go through the system, you don't pay another entrance fee, you don't pay to come into system, you're all under that umbrella of care. Then if you're in assisted living, then you're going to pay more because you're getting more help and more services and meals and utilities and everything's covered. And the critical part of that is knowing that up front, and how detailed is that contract going to be that outlines how it spells out. Now, you know, our contract, I can't speak to others. Our contract's about 140 pages. So a lot of trees were killed to print those out. But I think it's so critical to outline all those steps in sometimes numbing detail. I don't know if Adam appreciates me saying that, but in numbing detail, if this, then this is what happens. If this, that's what happens.
I would absolutely appreciate that on the other end of the conversation. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I'd want that. Now, I don't know if I'd want to hear you for all 140 pages.
No one.
But with love and a hug, Michael. Adam, I want to ask you both this because we're at a time, we've lived through nearly 2 years of a pandemic. We're at a time where there are waits for all kinds of things. If I want to make sure I have a spot at Holland Home, I think a lot of the question is, how do I begin this process? Maybe I'm thinking a year and a half from now, and you just said it so well. You can't predict that first fall. You can't predict that first red flag. Wow, we now have to get mom and dad into Holland Home, but it's too late because there's a long wait. Can you help us navigate that process? Because that's real tricky right now, Adam.
Yeah. So for independent living, it really depends on what you're interested in and where you want to go, right? So for us, we have multiple campuses, and so we have different kind of unit types that you can look to. Some of them have longer waits than others. Some have waits in excess of 4 years. Some have immediate availability. It just depends on ultimately what you're looking at. And so certainly if you know, you're intrigued and you want to learn more and you want to understand what would it be like to kind of get your name on a wait list, those types of things, you can certainly, you know, reach out to anybody within our sales team and say, hey, I'm interested. Can I get my name on a wait list? Can I get a tour? Those types of things. And we're always happy to tour anyone one time, 10 times, multiple times, whatever it takes for them to feel comfortable, because it's not an insignificant transition for some folks. So we want to honor that by being as generous with our time as possible, certainly. And you know, for assisted living and skilled nursing, those are challenging areas, because often that's where, if you haven't already become a part of the care continuum by moving into independent living and you want to enter in basically starting with assisted living, it can be a little bit more challenging. There's a little bit more complexity to it. Certainly, it usually means your caregiver or whoever is providing care has recognized that you've had a notable decline in your activities of daily living to the point where you need some assistance at that point. So it can be a more complex set of conversations, and it usually involves the kids or caregivers a lot more. And you know, that, again, is as simple as kind of a phone call to say, hey, we're interested. Could we get a tour? Could we learn more? Yeah. And again, we're absolutely always willing to tour folks and kind of walk them through and kind of work at their pace. But to your point, you know, as far as availability goes, assisted living and skilled nursing, there's some sensitivity as far as availability. You don't want to wait too long there because usually the need is urgent or emergent at that point. So you don't want to wait until you have to place somebody in assisted living or skilled nursing. You really want to try and be out ahead of that. As much as you can be, if only just to help them become acclimated to perhaps a new living environment, especially if they have memory care issues. I mean, that's a highly sensitive area as you transition folks. And so, yeah, I mean, being out ahead of potential need is absolutely critical. And so being willing to have really honest conversations, I think, is so important for caregivers and those are caring for.
And I think as people hear you say these words, what really is probably going on in the back of their mind is, yeah, I should have that tour. Because then, as you said, whether it's one or two or nine or 10 tours, you also may have along the way, okay, now my son who's in Ohio wants to come up and tour. So you need to begin that process. Don't put it off. And I think there is a ton of wisdom in what you said, Adam. I'm really glad that we could have that be a part of this conversation. Michael, did he miss anything? I think he covered it pretty well.
He covered a lot there, and he was spot on everything he said. I think the challenge we have, as any community has, is that we're dealing with a demographic where there's a lot of change happening in their life, right? Mm-hmm. Their health is changing, not usually for the better. A friend circle might be changing. And so they get to this point where they equate change with not good things, right? We like change as long as everything stays the same. And so what we try to do, I believe in telling resident stories of people that have come in and have just blossomed because they've gotten out of the house. They're not shut in. this is a change that can have a positive impact on life. You know, it's always too soon to move until it's too late to move. And that's the challenge I think we have and every senior community has, is kind of helping people appreciate you'll never probably be stronger than you are today to do a move. If you wait longer, it's not going to generally get easier.
I bet you can almost see the look on someone's face when they have that kind of peace of mind after they've gone through this, because I understand this is, I can appreciate it. It's a very challenging decision at so many levels. And well, I know you're good at what you do, Michael. I have no doubt about it, because really at the end, these conversations we're having on this podcast are about really giving people confidence in navigating this point of their life. I mean, that's the coolest thing about it, is if you're not aware of something, arm yourself with the information. It just answers so many of life's questions, yet we're stubborn. We procrastinate. Adam's shaking his head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You've heard this before.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and none of us have been this age before, right? Everybody listening to this
not
podcast.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, right. So it's sort of a new era. It's a new chapter. And so how best to navigate all of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're exactly right. There's a lot that you don't know, because typically, you know, most healthcare is consumed in the later years of someone's life. That's just statistically where most spending happens. And so for most of us, we don't consume that much healthcare for most of our lives until you get to the later stages. And so all of a sudden, you're thrust into, you know, emergent needs of, oh man, this just happened to me. That was wild, because you still think as a 75-year-old, you know, man or woman that you have the well-being of a 30-year-old. And sometimes that's not the case. You may be one incident away from triggering something. And that's not to sound alarmist at all. That's just to say it's new for everybody as you age, experiencing kind of the body's breakdown and what that means. But to Michael's point too, this is about more than just healthcare to an extent and ensuring that you have the resources you need when you need them. But it's about that vibrancy of living. You know, you retire and you move into those later stages of life, and it's, and you're supposed to be able to celebrate everything that you've accomplished in your life and where you've gotten to. And this is certainly our communities are intended on reinforcing that, to say this is about, you know, living your best years that are still yet to come, but also acknowledging that, yeah, your body may be breaking down at the same time, and those two things don't have to be mutually exclusive to a large extent.
And hopefully having a little bit of humor along the way.
Absolutely.
Which is very important. Adam Kinder, Michael Loafman, senior living experts with Holland Home. I really appreciate this conversation. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
So if you are at that point where you're intrigued, perhaps we've at least stimulated a few more questions. You'd like to understand more about this senior living process, the decisions, especially the continuing care agreements and what they offer, what those promises mean. You can learn more, of course. You know I was going to tell you this, at hollandhome.org. That's hollandhome.org. And for this day and age, I'm Phil Tower. Thank you so much for listening.